بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa Allah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Karim, during the history of Islam, we can say so many of the people paid attention to only the spiritual and the religious aspects of the life of Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imams. But one major question is that, did they ever work for their living and to earn the living? In fact, did they have any specific occupation or job to earn the living for the family or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sure, I mean, you cannot find any prophet and any imam without working to be able to earn money. All of them, they have been engaged in working. When it comes to our prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, when he was in the city of Mecca, for example, in one part of his life, he was working as a, tradesman. He was working for Khadija for several years. And when he migrated to the city of Medina, one of his activities was farming and agriculture. Yes. It's been mentioned in the history that the Holy Prophet, some people gave him some lands and he was working. I mean, the Holy Prophet himself was working in these lands, to do agriculture and farming. And he has been quoted as saying that مَا فِي الْأَعْمَالِ شَيْءٌ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الزِّرَاعَ. There is nothing, no work more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than agriculture and farming. وَمَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيًّا إِلَّا زَرَّاعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent any prophet except that they have been engaged in this act, that is agriculture.
That's why.
They were farmers. Illa Idris fa'innahu kana khayyatan, except for Prophet Idris, who was a tailor. So this is a reality that the Holy Prophet also was engaged in this act. And of course, his income was also coming from two other sources.
Yes.
One of them is the spoils of war, like all the other Muslims. And of course, there is an exception, a difference here, that according to the Noble Book of Quran, the spoils of war, which were taken by Muslims without any war, it was only for the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, including Fadak, for example, and some lands of Banu Nadir. Of course, the Holy Prophet gave Fadak to Lady Zahra, salamullahi alayha, and for other lands and properties, he was giving the incomes to the Muslims.
And this has been the, the fashion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
They had a job.
Sure. Even
The prophets before Prophet Muhammad had an occupation.
All of them,
as a carpenter, as, for example, a farmer, as you said, as the potter,
exactly,
you could say, and different occupations and interesting jobs for earning the living.
That's exactly.
Right.
And the other source for the prophet is homes, mm-hmm. and then some gifts from the people. It's been mentioned that some people, I mean, they like to give some gifts to the prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. But of course, the Holy Prophet himself was also working. When it comes to Imams of the Ahl Bayt, again, we see the same reality, that the main income for the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam was through agriculture and farming and sometimes trading. Imam Ali alayhi salam, when for 25 years he was away from the caliphate, I mean, that was usurped from him, he was engaged in agriculture and especially to cultivate palm trees.
Yes.
For 25 years, he was doing that. He used to, dig a lot of wells. And according to some historians, when it comes to properties and wealth, Imam Ali alayhi salam was absolutely a rich person, mm-hmm. but he himself was leading a very poor life because of the fact that he was spending his wealth and properties for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, it's been mentioned in Wasail al-Shia, volume 12, page 22, that Imam Ali alayhi salam, through his work, I mean the income coming from his work,
yes,
he set free 1,000 slaves.
Yes.
Of course, like any other Muslim, Imam Ali alayhi salam could take his share from Baytul Mal, from the public treasury. But it's been mentioned that, according to some narrations, that Imam Ali alayhi salam never take any money from Baytul Mal. Mm-hmm. He was just using his income from agriculture.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah,
we worship Allah and no one but Allah. Nowadays, some of the wells dug by Imam Ali alayhi salam are still available. They are famous as Abar Ali in, the city of Medina in Arabian Peninsula.
Yes,
so this is the fact about Imam Ali alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. He is quoted as saying that, this is a very interesting narration, man wajada ma'an wa turaban, a person who has access to water and soil, thumma iftaqar, but at the same time he is a poor person, that is meaning that he has the sources but he's not trying to work.
Yes.
As a farmer, fa'abhadahu Allah, he would be away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
And of course, Fadak belonged to Lady Zahra Salamun alayha and Imam Ali alayhi salam, but we know that it was usurped from Lady Zahra Salamun alayha.
Mm-hmm.
Imam Ali alayhi salam had some mawqufat, some lands that were endowed to people, to the Muslims, especially Banu Hashim. Meaning that there were some lands, for example, some gardens. Imam Ali alayhi salam made them as an endowment for Banu Hashim.
Yes.
And after Imam Ali alayhi salam, because mawqufat are in need of a mutawalli, a person, yes, who takes care of these mawqufat. And after Imam Ali alayhi salam, it was Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It's been mentioned that they were acting both as mutawalli and also they were working in the same gardens and lands. So this is the case for Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam as well. It's been mentioned in Nahjul Balagha that Imam Ali alayhi salam says this is the will of Ali ibn Abi Talib about his properties. And in that, he says that after me, Hassan ibn Ali, that is his son, will continue to take care of, these properties.
Right. And Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba was famous for being the Kareem.
Exactly.
The benevolent, mm-hmm. the most generous, you know, of his time, you know, giving away so many charities in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly. The same is true about other Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Mm-hmm. So there is an interesting story about Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, for example. He says that, there is a narration about Muhammad bin Munkadir. He says that in a hot day in Medina, I went around the city of Medina. I saw Muhammad ibn Ali, that is Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, coming from work, on a land. And, he was sweating. So I thought that I need to make an advice for him. I told him that, Muhammad ibn Ali, you are an old man and this is such a hot day. It does not behoove you to work in such a hot day to look after the worldly, properties. How you are going to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on such a time?
Yes.
Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam told him that if I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on such a state that I'm in, that is coming from a hard work, sweating, I have met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while I'm obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through work, I'm making myself and my family needless of you and other people. And this is an act of worship. This is in Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 12, page 6. The same has been mentioned about Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He was working in his garden and there are stories about himself working his lands, and the narrations that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and other Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have told about the value and importance of working, and about reproaching the idle people who are not ready to work.
That's right.
Imam al-Qadir alayhi salam is the same. He was working on some lands. There is a story mentioned by Ali ibn Abi Hamza. Imam was working on a land and he was sweating. Ali ibn Hamza told him that where are other men? The Imam, meaning that why you are working, Imam told him that, oh Ali, people who were better than me, they have worked on their land.
Yes.
Ali ibn Hamza asked him, what do you mean? He said, the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali salam, and all my fathers, they have worked on the land, and this is a tradition of the prophets and their vicegerents. So this is the case about all the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. And of course, as I mentioned, they were working and at the same time they were considered wealthy people, meaning that they had access to wealth, but they were not
attached to this world.
And also they were spending for the sake of God, mm-hmm. and they themselves were leading a very moderate, average life, and in many mm-hmm. cases, a poor life.
And we must know that the variety of the jobs on that time were not many.
Exactly.
There was trading, farming, sewing, carpenting, or something like that. And the Imams all were active in those fields of study with the true knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, thank you very much, Shaykh Karimi, for a nice elaboration about the main occupations that Prophet Muhammad had alongside with the infallible Shiite Imams. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن